Panola College in Carthage, Texas, will open its first large-scale exhibit tomorrow. The exhibit, Spirited: Prohibition in America, is organized by the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia and made possible through the National Endowment for the Humanities On the Road Initiative. Panola's Library Services Director, Christy Ferguson, says the exhibit came in 21 crates, and many people at the college had a hand in setting it up. They cleared almost the entire first floor of the library to make room for it.
It's a nice opportunity here in a small town. It is museum quality, and most of the places where these exhibits travel are museums where you would have to purchase a ticket.
The exhibit shows the changing role of liquor in American culture. During the Prohibition era, Americans couldn't manufacture, sell, or transport alcoholic beverages from 1920 to 1933. Ferguson appreciates the interactive aspects of the exhibit, like a video that shows how to dance the Charleston. She says presentation of historical documents is not just writing on the wall.
There's actual duplicated documents from the FBI that came in a full-size desk, and the students can open all the drawers and go through the files and look through the information that the FBI had on those gangsters. And it's a hands-on, interactive exhibit instead of just things you walk through and read.
Ferguson expects more than 1,000 college and high school students will tour the exhibit that runs through March 13th. Texas State historian Bill O'Neill, a former Panola instructor, will give a presentation on moonshine operations in East Texas on February 3rd. The exhibit is free and open to the public.